The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Only five games left in the regular season, and we're at SAP Center in San Jose for tonight's action against the Calgary Flames. Over the course of the weekend, Drew, a couple of mixed results. Unbelievable jubilation against the St. Louis Blues on Straw Hat Day, William Eklund Hat Trick Day. Echoing memories of another hat day when Mike Ricci scored a hat trick all those years ago. But the very next day against the Arizona Coyotes, well, not so much fun.
Saturday was great. We don't get a lot of days in a season like this where there's been a lot of disappointment. Do you get those, as you said, absolute jubilant moments? And we have to savor them when we can. And it was a nice, big, packed house for that day where Eklund scores three and Cooley gets his first. And the kid gets his first NHL game in Colin Graf coming over from Quinnipiac. There's a lot of good things to talk about that day. But unfortunately, hockey this year has slapped us in the face probably once too often. And the Arizona Coyotes came in, and it was a 2-2 game going into the third. And then we've seen this movie before where the other team comes back and beats the Sharks in the third period. Although I would look at it and go, you know what? It was a good weekend for the Sharks, but a really wonderful day on Saturday. And like I said, take those little victories when you can. And that one is one that we will actually probably look back and go, remember when, like we did with Mike Ricci on Hat Day, scored the hat trick in 2001, was it?
Somewhere back there. Might have even been before that.
And then all the hats piled on the ice. So let's take that day. Let's savor it. And maybe it was a bit of a coming out party for some of the young guys that day.
Well, William Eklund for sure. But also now Colin Graf getting some experience, picking up his first NHL point, not looking really out of place. Another step forward for the Sharks organization. I'm going back to the 95-96 season. That's a fabled year in which Kevin Constantine was replaced by Jim Wiley in the middle of the year. And my recollection is the Sharks won 20 games that year. They've got 18 right now. There's five games left. Can they get past 20? Would that be a nice gift?
Be nice gift. Can they do it? Well, the teams they're playing except one are non-playoff teams. Edmonton being the non-playoff, the playoff team. Everybody else are non-playoff teams. If you put in the effort that they put in, their effort's been here all year.
I think so.
It's their execution that lacks. If they can tighten up that execution, it's something we've been saying all season long, I know, but if they can tighten up that execution, then yes. Honestly, last game, I didn't think McKenzie was very good. And you needed those saves. I think last game, I know you and Brett talked about it on the Sharks Audio Network. Randy and I talked about it on the TV side. Three games and four nights, the third period against Arizona, it showed. Again, effort was there, execution wasn't. Brain gets tired just as faster than your legs get tired. So they're a little bit more rested. They didn't practice yesterday. They're all out this morning for an optional skate. So, yeah, I think they can get to 20, but they're going to have to make sure that they execute, and everybody's got to do something. Everybody's got to make an impact. Everybody's got to give their effort. It can't be any, well, 25 games left, we're out of it, who cares, I'm not going to world championships or whatever. You got to put in your best effort, because like David Quinn said to you, this is an audition for this year, for next year. It might be an audition for a different team. It might be an audition for getting a contract extension. Who knows what it is for, but there are some guys that have to still make their case.
I want to stick to some development, because Colin Graf is now going to be playing in his third National Hockey League game. His first two we were very complimentary as to what he did. He picked up his first point, did not look out of place, won a couple of battles in the second game. Here's the thing I'm going to ask him today. College hockey players are used to playing in back-to-back games in the same building. They're used to playing, let's say, Quinnipiac's at home against St. Lawrence on Friday and Saturday. They might have a game like that where they're playing the same team twice or they have a different team coming in. Usually in the ECAC, it's a different team now that I think about it. But home games Friday, home games Saturday, they're used to that scenario. But the first thing that he said after one practice in the NHL was he didn't talk about the skill. He didn't talk about the speed. He talked about the strength of these players being what he noticed right away. And I'm wondering how he is going to now tell me today what his reaction to this kind of a back-to-back set of game is as compared to what he's been used to.
Yeah, that'd be a great question. Be an interesting answer. One thing that we understand and one thing that you look at, especially if you look at the last, number of Stanley Cup champions, how big the teams are, how fast they are, but how strong they are. You look at the Vegas defense and how big and mean and strong they are and tough to play against. I will say that Colin Graf has been wonderful to watch the first two games, as you said, not looked out of place. But for him, this gives him an idea. Sticks with the team for the rest of the year, and it gives him an idea of what do you got to work on? Now, what do I need to work on to get better and to be an NHLer next year full-time? And strength will be one. It's a different type of strength. It's a strength where you've got to be able to it's endurable strength. I mean, the one thing about there's different types of strength. You got to train. Well, we got great people in as far as the strength and conditioning. They'll give them a program, but you got to stick with it, and you got to watch your nourishment. You got to watch your rest. You've got to watch your recovery, and you've got to make sure that you train according to how it will best benefit you to be a long-term NHLer. And that's not a destination, it's a journey. I mean, you have to just get on it and stay on it. Brett Hedekin's a perfect example of a guy who figured it out, but had to figure it out the hard way. Didn't have the strength and conditioning coaches they have now. So he's going to have a leg up because he's got guys that he can work with and lean on that will help him.
Interesting comparison with Colin Graf and Philip Bystedt now. I've always thought that maybe the best thing that could have happened to a player like Graf would be, and really William Eklund to a degree before he has had his coming out recently, would be to play in some Calder Cup playoff games at the end of the season for the San Jose Barracuda. Now, partly because of the way the rules work, we see Bystedt playing in the AHL. He's already under contract. Colin Graf signing, they had to burn a year to make sure they got his services. That's part of the business, so he's in the NHL. But don't you think the next step, too, for a player like Colin Graf is to see how good a league the American Hockey League is and perhaps understand that how much work needs to be done, as Bystedt is getting now?
Yes, 100%. The American Hockey League is how you develop. You develop pro hockey players at the pro hockey level. And the other aspect of the Sharks trying to build up this team is building up that team. You have to learn to win. You have to learn to play as a pro, be a pro in a very tough environment. The AHL is great hockey. It's fast, it's big, it's strong. And you look at guys that have gone through the American Hockey League and become players in the NHL, you cannot underestimate or undervalue the development process.
Well, no, and you've got two great examples in the history of the San Jose Sharks. You've got Logan Couture, and you got Joe Pavelski. And both of those guys spent a little bit of time in the AHL, and actually when they got recalled, they were the best players in those leagues at the time, and they managed to have fantastic NHL careers, and they were better prepared for it. That's the good news about Philip Bystedt, is that he's getting some experience. If the schedule allowed me, I'd like to slide over to TechCU Arena tomorrow to see the Silver Knights and the Barracuda play, but I'll be on a plane to Seattle.
Well, the other guys I talk about, if you want to use the shining examples of American Hockey League, Dan Boyle and Jonathan Marchessault, they developed in the American Hockey League. Marty St. Louis developed in the American Hockey League. Just because you were drafted high doesn't guarantee you a spot here. Nothing guarantees you anything. So the key is development.
And we will see how the Sharks develop today. Everybody out for an optional skate. Good to see that. We'll be on the air at 7 o'clock Pacific time with the Sharks and the Calgary Flames. Until then, that's the morning skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.